Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Town. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
0-2.
Hit deep to left field. Ball game. Christian Walker walks it off, and the Astros win it and take 3 out of 4 from the Seattle Mariners.
That's the one Christian Walker wanted. Let him have it. Enjoy the moment, Christian.
There you go. There you go, Christian Walker. Hey, 3 out of 4.
Walker.
3 out of 4 over the Mariners this weekend. We'll take it as we are in. The store is open on Monday morning here. How you doing, Seth?
I'm good. I'm glad Christian Walker finally sobered up by that ninth inning because he looked drunk as a first baseman early in the game. And ends up having a good series.
Mm-hmm.
Ended up with a 850-plus OPS in mm-hmm. this series and batted well over 300. So this is more of the Christian Walker we need to see.
Yeah.
And yesterday was fun because the Astros did what they do best. Twice in a row, they left an inning with the bases loaded and no runs scored.
Yep.
It was infuriating. That was a really tense. It would be a tense game if the Astros weren't so bad at hitting with the bases loaded. Except because we've seen this over and over and over again. By the time Christian Walker got up there, I'm not going to lie to you, Sean. I had zero confidence. My confidence has been shattered. The only salvation we would have was that the bases at least weren't loaded.
Right.
And ultimately, that was the key to the game.
Was that the
bases were not loaded.
Just had one guy on. That was it. Altuve gets on. Yeah, that's it. You have one guy on. You don't have the bases loaded. It's all good. I was, you know, just watching the game yesterday and really watching this weekend and watching this team. And, you know, look, Joe Espada is going to go down with the ship on Christian Walker, either batting cleanup or fifth in the order. Like, this, everybody wanted Christian Walker to get bumped down to, like, eighth in the order. I get it. He's been, at best, their eighth or ninth best hitter in the lineup this year.
Yeah.
Well,
including the other guy. I mean, the cleanup spot has just been atrocious for the Astros.
But it's been mostly him.
It's been 75% Christian Walker,
And so they're 28-25 on the season, which in some ways is... I don't want to say miraculous, but they've overcome a lot just to be a game and a half back in what is, I think, once again a pretty mediocre division. But that's fine. This is the format you play. You win the division, you're in the postseason. They got 3 wild card spots too. They can get. Sometimes I just watching that game and watching this team this weekend. Sometimes it's as simple as when your cleanup hitter is better than being your ninth best hitter on your team, you're going to win some baseball games. Like he comes up with a lot of situations where he can drive in runs, and he's not been successful doing, by and large, has not been successful doing so this year. Yesterday, in a big spot, he was, and he had a good weekend. And guess what? Lo and behold, the Astros have a good weekend. You know?
Yes.
So
when they've got runners, it's as simple as that.
Yeah.
He's one of the biggest X factors, obviously, on whether the Astros can be a genuinely contending team or not. And we've just seen so little of it that it's hard. It's hard when it's a guy you don't know.
And yeah.
And it's like, obviously, he's very hard on himself.
Yeah.
But there's no room in my heart for sympathy right now. I don't know you, Christian Walker.
No. And he's going to play. Like, this is, I know that last year, by the middle of the season, they'd sent Jose Abreu down to rookie camp in Florida to try to find his swing, never found it, cut him, whatever. That ain't happening. Christian Walker still at least has some redeeming baseball qualities to him. Yesterday at the end of the game was one of them. Defensively, you know, he's a very good defensive first baseman. Like, Christian Walker ain't going anywhere. So it was great to see that yesterday. You know,
the young left fielder, too, Jose Altuve, showing some promise.
Yeah.
Was it Friday he had that nice throw home?
Yeah, they lost the game.
They sent Raleigh, notoriously a slow baseball player, from third because Altuve was fielding the ball in left field.
Yeah.
Altuve said, "No sir,
yeah,
no sir," and he gunned him down at home. I wish he had done the little Bo Jackson
Altuve
deal there.
Altuve, somewhere Goodell throws a flag on it. So that was the only game they lost this weekend. 3 out of 4. So 10-7 on this stretch. If it feels weird not having any Astros baseball today, it's because you've had baseball for 17 straight days.
You came out of a stretch of 17 straight games. You would lose. How many pitchers did they lose in that stretch?
Two. Wisniewski. I think Wisniewski. One each game. Yeah. Wisniewski and Blanco. I think Wisniewski was during this stretch here.
Wisniewski might have entered injured, and it was kind of, we didn't know exactly what it was, but whatever, officially it happened during this stretch.
Yeah.
So,
he got put on the IL. He got put on the IL during this stretch for sure.
Yeah. Well, no, and at the beginning of the series, they didn't know exactly how Wisniewski was going to be used, or at the beginning of the stretch. But regardless, I think you come out of it with those injuries to your pitchers and with the offense showing a lot more life. They're not the golden era Astros yet, but over the last month and over the last 30 days, they've been a lot better than they had been. Over the past few weeks, in the month of May, they're doing really well. And I'd love to think that May is just an arbitrary designation, but for whatever reason, last year, various people just turned into pumpkins when they hit June.
Yeah, you're talking.
It's a big stretch here, Sean.
Yeah. Offensively, it's been good. I mean, they're in the upper third in some really important numbers, and I think most importantly, they went 10-7 during that stretch where they are. You go 10-7 during a stretch. So May 6th was the last time Wisniewski pitched in a game, and you're right. That was on a Tuesday. They had that Thursday off, and then May 9th is when this stretch began. So you're right. They came in. I think his elbow soreness, his injury was announced, and he was obviously put on IL during this stretch. And then Blanco, you lose during this stretch, and you just keep your fingers crossed. I get weirdly excited now for these minor league spot starts. Like Colton Gordon and Brandon Walker are battling for permanent spots right now in this rotation. I mean, you see
the upside in them.
Well,
and with Spencer Arrighetti probably not back until July, right? Is that what Chandler said?
Yes. Hang on, I've got it right here. I thought I did. The Dana Brown said he did a hit on 790. He does a hit on there every week, and he said that somewhere in July for Spencer Arrighetti. Yeah,
Luis Garcia was thrown off a mound in the bullpen at one point this weekend, so he's back on whatever schedule he's on.
That would be great if you get back Luis Garcia. You know, if you get Luis Garcia back and he's, you know, 80-85% of what he was before he hurt his elbow, that's a huge boost right there. Well, I'm just not counting on any of these Tommy. You know how I feel about these Tommy John guys. I just I'm waiting for the Grim Reaper around the corner.
Javier, at the very least, I know it's just as tasking on the arm for a reliever, but at least with Javier, they've used him so flexibly in the past as a reliever or as a starter that he might be the. If those, let's say theoretically, those two guys were ready around the same time, Javier might be the easiest to kind of slip in there. Especially when you get into the playoff type scenario.
Yeah, or maybe you're doing an opener thing with some of these guys to piece it together. You know, Javier comes in, he's going to give you two or three innings out of the chute, and then you've got Gusto ready, or you've got maybe, you know, Luis Garcia morphs. Maybe Luis Garcia is an opener, and Javier comes in, they kind of tag team the thing. I don't know. Man, Joe Espada's going to have a lot on his plate as you head into June, just with all this, with all the moving parts going on. And we haven't mentioned the big thing, is that they've gone through this stretch, they've improved offensively, and the record's gotten a whole lot better with no Yordan Alvarez. And we don't know when this is. I don't know why people keep showing videos of Yordan running the bases. Mm.
That's not what's holding him back.
No. Like, I don't. I could give two flips about him running the bases. How's his hand?
Is there some kind of award for courage we can give for the man with the mysterious hand issue is running the bases?
Is there some connection between the two injuries? You know, sometimes you injure something and it affects something else. Like, is his hand injury somehow affecting his ability to run, and this should get me excited? Stop posting videos of him running the bases. I don't care. I want to know how his hand is. So we've got no real end in sight on that one, other than Joe Espada just keeps sort of paying typical Espada optimistic lip service to it, which is, he's doing good. He's getting better.
We thought we might see him this series, so maybe this next one is the sweet spot.
Maybe. We'll see. This now begins a stretch, as we just finished up the 17 games in a row. The stretch that begins now is one where over the next 20-25 games, it ain't all that difficult, man, compared to what they've been playing. Like, the Astros, the schedule eases up a little bit here. I'm looking at it right here. They got the A's for a couple of games. They got the Rays for four games here. over the weekend. So they still have six more home games in this home stretch. Then you go to Pittsburgh. I haven't kind of mapped out the days yet to see if they catch Paul Skeens. If you don't catch Paul Skeens, going to Pittsburgh is no big deal at all.
Right? Yeah. And I'll tell you one thing, Sean. Paredes in that minor league ballpark versus the Rays' old team. Like, that was fun.
Yeah.
But in Minute Maid Park, same pitchers, that could be a hell of a Paredes show.
Yes, absolutely.
Hell of a, I'm not going to do it. No, I'm not going to do a parade. I'm not going to do a parade pun.
Don't.
Yeah, especially on Memorial Day.
No,
nope,
man.
Not going to do it. Nope.
Respect our vets.
For America right
yes,
there.
Yes, respect America. At Cleveland after that. Then the White Sox, Minnesota comes here. I mean, Cleveland and Minnesota are playoff teams right now if the season ended today. At least they were a couple days ago. So those are decent teams. Then they're at the A's in their minor league ballpark for four games. Then they're at the Angels for three games. Like that's all the way up to June 22nd. I mean, I just rattled off seven or eight teams, and two of them are in the playoffs right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if the season ended today, and they're wild card teams, they're not even division leaders. So this is you get Yordan back here. Some of these younger guys start to figure things out. You get it. You know, Lance starts to improve a little bit. This is a fun stretch right here.
No, Sean, we buried the lead too.
What?
I mean, Altuve, basically, were wondering. We took Altuve out of the circle of trust on Wednesday, and he has responded full force.
Do we need to do an emergency circle of trust to get Altuve back in? We've never done one before. Okay.
Too early in the season. Okay. You look like an amateur. You just start pulling that crap.
Just spitballing it. Yeah.
No, I think that Jake Myers, it might have really been the prod that
he's still hitting.
Kept him going the way he is.
Yeah.
Now, Myers is going to be a big one for you next week.
Yes.
Because we're still not past the point last year where everything kind of fell apart for him.
Yeah.
His numbers are still about the same as they were last year this
time. I'll be gone for the first few days of June. I'll get back on June 4th. So at what point in the circle, at what point do we do the next circle of trust, do you think? I'm going to need more than 3 days worth of June to trust Jake. Just do we want to do it like the following Monday? We want to give him like a week or something like that?
Unless they go on a huge tear or something.
Okay, we'll play it by ear.
Devastating collapse,
whichever it
might be.
Yeah, we'll play it by ear. Ocho's up early with us here. He says, Sean, there's no such thing as an easy opponent with this offense. That's fair. They play a lot of games. But empirically, Ocho, these are far less difficult teams in a long stretch than what they've been playing. They've had one of the harder schedules in baseball so far. 28-25, a game and a half out. Given everything that's gone on with this team, I'll take it right now, especially where they were a year ago at this time. All right, we're off and running here. We're in live today, man. We're in live on Memorial Day. Big thanks to all the troops. Certainly thoughts and prayers to everybody who has made the biggest sacrifice to let us do stuff like this every day, and the families of them as well. So we are in today for you. If you're up with us, send us a text. Let us know you're up with us here on this Monday Memorial Day holiday. All right, up next, we got a bit of a mystery solved by Jonathan Alexander. We talked quite a bit last week about the trade that the Texans tried to execute with the Patriots to move up to 38. We were speculating as to who they might have been trying to get. Jonathan Alexander had a report this weekend, and he reported exactly who they were targeting with that trade. We will get to that coming up next.